Ben Hecht is a name you may or may not know. He was a Hollywood screenwriter active in the 1920s and 30s and 40s and beyond. Behind movies like The Front Page and His Girl Friday to Hitchcock movies like Spellbound and Notorious. He worked on Gone with the Wind and the original A Star is Born. But his politics are another fascinating part of his life, often forgotten until now. Two new books are out about Hecht, one of them written by Julian Gorbach, assistant professor at the School of Communications right here at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. His book is called The Notorious Ben Hecht, Iconoclastic Writer and Militant Zionist. It got a positive review in the book section of this past Sunday's New York Times, which, among other things, noted that he comes up with a surprising amount of fresh material on Hecht's activism. Before Ben Hecht ever wrote a screenplay, he was a crime reporter in Chicago, and asked Julian about how that experience influenced the rest of his life.
You know, that to me is a lot of why this is a fascinating story and why I chose to tell the story in a particular way. You know, by whether you call it synchronicity or coincidence, my book and another biography of Hecht after 30 years of silence have kind of emerged at the same time, which is extraordinary. And I think we have to ask, is that just a coincidence, or does it tell us something about history and literature and this moment? And the story arc, I think our two books kind of complement each other very nicely. And the story arc that I focused on was, here's a guy who comes up as a crime reporter in Chicago, invents the gangster movie at a time in Hollywood when you could invent a film genre.
The original Scarface.
First he writes Underworld as a silent film, and that's like really the first...
That's the first Oscar winner.
Yeah, right? and by the way, he won the Academy Award for First Story at the first Academy Awards.
Right.
And... And that was a box office success. And between that and everything that was happening with the violence with Al Capone, it woke people like Daryl Zanuck at MGM up, you know, woke him up to the possibility of gangster films. And so Hecht writes Scarface. So Hecht is this crime reporter who, you know, comes of age before the rise of Al Capone, but by the time of Al Capone, or, you know, just as that's as Al Capone is about ready to head to prison, he writes Scarface, this kind of gangster epic that puts the gangster film on the map. And then he gets involved with the Jewish politics and the Holocaust, and he kind of becomes radicalized. And in the fight for a Jewish state, he ends up partnering with a Jewish gangster, Mickey Cohen, to smuggle weapons to the Jews of Palestine in the fight for a Jewish state.
And even before that point, before the United States entered the war, he wrote a long piece in the American Mercury called The Extermination of the Jews, later excerpted in Reader's Digest. You write in your book that the only substantive coverage of the Holocaust to appear in mass circulation magazines in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of major themes in the book. They're all kind of wrapped into one narrative. I'd say, just to finish a thought, maybe one of them is that this relationship between crime and politics and crime and geopolitics, as it turns out, seeing the Holocaust as like the greatest crime in history. So this connection between gangsters and his crime background and the way the war unfolds through his view are not unrelated. And then regarding the fact that he breaks through the media, that's part of a whole story of his lifelong experience with the media. And the, you know, to me, the main thing about this is that this book is the story of one of the greatest stories of the 20th century that the media kind of missed. The American media. And so he broke through that. And I think that you almost, you know, I guess because I am Jewish, I don't know how many others have this education as a child, or whenever you talk about the Holocaust, you can't get away from the idea of talking about denial. And denial isn't just an issue with the Holocaust. It's an issue about our mass media and about the world today. So it's very resonant in that regard.
Talk about that a bit, because these events, as you say, from the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and yet the relevance of the story to events today.
I'd say a couple things about it. One is that the main theme that Hecht returns to in, I mean, this extraordinary prolific writer, but in just about every single thing that you'll read that he wrote, he returns to his main focus, which is the soul of man, the human nature. Mm. And this is something that he began his education about as a crime reporter in Chicago.
And he doesn't always have a very generous view of the soul of man.
No, and you know, and by the way, neither, you know, the people who are also deeply questioning this were other major journalists of his generation that lived through the First World War. Mm-hmm. Because Hecht was not only a crime reporter in Chicago, he then goes to Germany right in the aftermath of World War I and is a foreign correspondent in 1919 in Germany, where a lot of the corruption and the problems of human nature that he saw, say, on death row with the psychopaths in the Cook County Jail who are waiting hanging for murder, and the gangsters of Chicago and the crooked, you know, politicians and cops of Chicago, he then sees in Germany, but he sees people getting cut down by machine gun fire and things like that. So the corruption is on now a greater scale, and he sees the human connection. And meanwhile, people like Walter Lippmann and H.L. Mencken, you know, they've all lived through the war, and they all have different takes on human nature and its implications for both our democracy and the media. And Hecht had one take on that. They had another. I mean, I think he started with this very dark view because he had seen these criminals and also killers. But also with the rise of Nazi Germany, he saw that as a gangster regime. And so, again, it was, you know, he had seen Al Capone's Chicago when he gets back from Germany in the 20s. So a city, a government completely run by an organized criminal syndicate. And then a lot of people understood the rise of Nazi Germany as gangsterism. And there was the additional human nature aspect of bigotry, which hadn't, you know, hadn't come to the fore, but it became, because I think of his Jewish background, became very much part of his understanding of the dark side of human nature.
So finally, in terms of what you might say about relevance of his story for where we are today.
One is this idea that he saw in the appeal to bigotry and in the appeal to people's darker side that politicians could have. You know, he saw that in Nazi Germany, but that those kind of appeals of scapegoating a minority and saying, you know, these are the cause of our problem. These are the cause of the Great Depression, or we have a terrible economic problem, and it's because of these outsiders. And politicians using that for advantage is one thing that I think resonates with people today. A second thing that's also deeply related to human nature is our capacity for denial. So we definitely see that today. The kinds of things that we may be in denial about with our media today are not necessarily the Holocaust. People can make up their own minds of what they think is maybe the big story of the 21st century that we may be missing. But, you know, we've been, as a sort of species, we've been through the Holocaust, the atomic bomb, the nuclear arms race. In the 21st century, we've got this environmental crisis going on. And so I don't think it does seem anti-intuitive, I agree, that there'd be any connection between the Holocaust and, say, a major environmental story. But it depends on how you look at human nature and on the way that we are our own worst threat to ourselves and to the world.
The book is The Notorious Ben Hecht, Iconoclastic Writer and Militant Zionist. The author, Julian Gorbach, Assistant Professor at the School of Communications at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. Julian, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.